This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Memorial Day is right around the corner, the informal start to the summer travel season. And in Michigan, that would typically mean many families planning trips up north, maybe to campgrounds, Sleeping Bear Dunes, or getting lost somewhere in time on Mackinac Island, as you hear in this 1940s Travel Talks movie.
There's a steamer in the harbor with her engines shot with fire, and our hearts have gone aboard her for the Island of Desire. This time, our destination is Mackinac Island, and the good ship upon which we are about to sail is being guided out into Lake Michigan, just off the Chicago shore, connecting with the largest chain of lakes in the world. And now our boat is underway with its unfailing compass pointed in the direction of Mackinac Island, one of the travel highlights of the Great Lakes. The village of Mackinac has a proud population of about 500 inhabitants who live here the year around. But during the summer season, the influx of visitors swells the population to several thousand. Somehow, the past and present seem to mingle together on this quaint island where automobiles have not yet been introduced, and the only means of vehicular transportation is by way of carriages and bicycles.
It may be a little strange to think about traveling right now. And for popular vacation spots like Mackinac Island, the question is, what will tourism be like in a pandemic year? Joining us now is Liz Ware. She's with Mission Point Resort, known for its vast lawn and those beautiful Adirondack chairs on Mackinac Island. Liz Ware, welcome to Stateside.
Hi, April. How are you?
I'm all right. How's the Mission Point community doing right now?
Well, we're doing all right. It's been a tough year for everyone in the hospitality industry, but we are looking forward to better times shortly.
Well, for those who haven't had the pleasure, could you describe what summer season is usually like at Mission Point and on Mackinac?
Absolutely. So summer season actually begins the last week of April when we open, and May begins with all the flowers and daffodils. We get pretty full in May, but come June, we're at about 100% occupancy from June through the middle of September. And then after kids go back to school, it slows down just a little bit. But right now, it's very slow as the island is not even open right now.
Yeah. What is happening at Mission Point at the moment? Are there any staff on site just to maintain facilities?
Absolutely. So we have about 33 people who live on property year-round. They are there. We have some essential workers who are working. So we have security and our maintenance team that have to be working right now. But when the governor lifted her last executive order where contractors could go back to work, we were fortunate enough to be able to bring our contractors back, because during the winter, we do a lot of work. And that had to stop when the stay home, stay safe executive order came into place. So we left several construction projects alone. We just dropped everything and everyone left the island. So now they're back and we're doing a lot of really great construction things that we can get done so that when we do open, they will be readily available.
I know that we're talking to you right now from the home where you spend the winter, but have you been on the island recently? I mean, is everything just in a complete state of shutdown?
Well, I have not been on the island. There was the stay home, stay safe. And then in addition to that, the mayor asked that if you didn't necessarily have to be on the island, to not go. And so I have adhered to that. And in addition to that, she also put, if you were from outside of the UP region, an extra two-week quarantine, self-quarantine in place so that the residents on the island could be safe. And so I've opted to not do that and to stay home and keep everyone safe.
Sure. Have you seen any photos from colleagues about what the streets look like? I mean, it must just be a ghost town.
It was a ghost town. The whole island does construction over the winter. And when it all stopped, everything was left in place. And so you had equipment and all sorts of things on the streets that was just left in place. And now the contractors can come back. It is all starting to get cleaned up. And our favorite thing for those of us who are not on the island is to receive the pictures from those that are on the island. So there are great things happening. Like Mission Point is known for its gardens. And we have this one hill We call it Daffodil Hill, and it's in full bloom right now. And so it's really hard for us not to be there to see it and to share it with the rest of the world, but we are taking pictures. We do share them on our Facebook page. And we hope that people will take a look at them because it brings back such wonderful memories of the island.
Governor Whitmer, at this point, has set the stay-at-home order until May 28th. But it's really anyone's guess as to whether we all will be able to leave our homes after that point. What's your game plan? Are you taking bookings for summer?
We are. So, as you know, the island has put in a lot of security measures. There is concern about the health and safety of guests, employees, and residents. And so we have followed all of those with an eye to open, though. And so a lot of the restaurants and hotels are looking towards the end of June to open. We know that the occupancy won't be at the same levels it has been in the past, and that's okay. That gives more space for people to move around in. So I think most businesses on the island are looking towards the end of June to open.
Yeah. What do you think tourism is going to be like on the island this summer? It's hard to imagine, you know, the streets that are often crowded with people wandering from shop to shop down in town. And, you know, I mean, the bike paths, of course, I guess people could still ride around. But there's so many operational things that are going to have to change. What do you think it's going to look like?
Well, from every travel report that we've seen, and we're watching them all, there is a pent-up demand. And instead of flying, everyone is going to be taking road trips. And then wide open spaces are going to be very important, obviously, and being outside. So for that reason, Mackinac Island is really a perfect destination. You know, you can drive up easily from the Detroit area. It's about 4 hours. The ferries are going to have social distancing. And once you get to the island, there are 80 miles of hiking and biking trails. Downtown will be significantly less crowded than it has been in the past. Social distancing will be in place at all of the retail shops, restaurants. And then when you get to a destination like Mission Point, we have 18 acres and they're known for our great lawn and the Adirondack chairs. And because the property is so large, the campus is so large, there is so much room to get out and have the social distancing and be outside and go for the bike rides. So we do anticipate that there is going to be a desire there. We also know that families want to reconnect with each other. And so the whole Zoom dinners together with family members, people enjoy that, but at the same time, they want to see each other. And so we're seeing a demand for, I would call it like a pop-up family reunion where several members of families are requesting from us dates where they can come up and have a small group together.
What's occupancy look like for July?
Well, I think a lot of properties on the island that had July is a very popular wedding month. The larger weddings have scaled back or they have moved. And so that has reduced the occupancy. We are not going to see the levels of occupancy, the 100% that we typically do. And if we are at about half of that, I think that we'll all be lucky.
Yeah. If you're just joining us, my guest is Liz Ware. She's Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Mission Point Resort on Mackinac Island. Across the board, so many businesses in the hospitality industry are dealing with a difficult financial situation during the pandemic, and many of those are open year-round. What does it mean for a seasonal business like Mission Point that has a limited number of months of the year that can be booked?
Well, that's a really great question. So Mission Point and all island businesses are open for 6 months. When you take 2 months out of it, that's a third of your business, but it's even more than that. So for a property like Mission Point, we do a lot of group business, a lot of weddings and a lot of events. So those larger weddings, events, and group pieces of business that were booked sometimes years in advance have either canceled or postponed. So it's not just not being open for 2 months. It lasts throughout the whole season. And it is, financially, it's very, very difficult. Our family purchased Mission Point a little over 5 years ago. Since then, we've put $12 million into renovations on the property. This past winter, we did about $2.5 million alone that we're finishing. So going forward, all of the monies that we have made on the property have been reinvested in the property. And when you lose a large amount of revenue in one season, it delays your ability to do future capital improvements to the property. And for those of us who work there and love Mission Point, it's been our passion to bring this beautiful property back to life. And to have to slow that down a little bit is very hard for us because we are quite committed to it. But we're going to be doing everything we can possibly moving forward.
You know, it's not hard to see how social distancing rules might be enforced within the confines of a business like Mission Point. But I just keep thinking about the more public spaces on the island and, you know, people crushing in taffy shops. We know that there have been places in Michigan where it's been harder to get people to adhere to social distancing rules. And like you say, there are all these pent-up feelings. Do you worry about crowds and how physical distancing can be enforced on the island more generally?
Sure. So I think everyone on the island worries about that. And so Mackinac created a Mackinac Island Health Task Force, which is made up of many different entities, including the health department, the hospital system, the mayor's office, the city council, the EMS, and local businesses. And so all of those things that you're talking about are things that we're thinking about as well, in how to make sure that we do the social distancing correctly so that guests feel safe. We know that the number one thing that people want to know when they're traveling is that there are going to be safety precautions in place. We take that very seriously, and we are all working as a community to put those protocols in place.
How do you balance the threat of potentially spreading COVID across the state with the very pressing financial needs that are facing folks on Mackinac Island?
Well, first and foremost, it is following the guidelines that are set forth through government entities, the CDC, and there are a lot of other additional resources. U.S. Travel and Tourism has put together a comprehensive package of protocols that are recommended. You have American Hotel Lodging Association doing things as well. So everyone is looking for best practices. But first and foremost, it's what is going to be dictated by government regulations in the CDC. And so we are following those very carefully, and they change all the time. So we have full-time, I watch this stuff every single day. Our team watches it every day, and everyone on the island does. So we're all committed to making sure that the right protocols and procedures and safety is first.
Well, what additional measures do you have to consider for folks like cleaning crews and wait staff who might come into contact with people or rooms where somebody who was infected might be?
Sure. So we have a complete COVID-19 action plan in place. In fact, our action plan, we gave it out as a template for other hotels and businesses on the island to use if they chose to. So we will have additional cleaning procedures in place. We will have the plexiglass in place at check-in. We will have a lot of signage. We're looking at electrostatic disinfectant cleaners for the rooms. Obviously, the high touch point places, we're working with Ecolab and the CDC recommended disinfectants. In our restaurants, there is a whole set of protocol, including the social distancing that's in place, wearing the face masks, all of those things. Every single one of those, as it relates to the entire guest journey to the island and to booking a hotel, we have a plan in place for each time in each way we interact with our guests.
Do you think you're going to make it up north this summer at all yourself?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. As soon as the governor allows, I will be up north. I cannot wait.
You mentioned that season opens at the end of April. I take it under normal circumstances, you'd already be there at this point?
Under normal circumstances, I would have been there about the beginning of April.
Liz, do you worry about any of the businesses on the island that might not make it through?
I do. We're all a community. You know, Mackinac Island, the businesses there, 99% of them are family owned, and people have owned these businesses for a long time. We are a community. We are all working together. We're all talking together. Absolutely, I do. It's been a difficult time for everyone, but these are friends, and we cherish each other. We don't often get to see each other in the summer because we're all working. Our winter time together is really special because that's a time that we can all become a community again. And we certainly hope that everyone survives this.
Liz Ware is Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Mission Point Resort on Mackinac Island. Liz, please send our best to everybody up at Mission Point and any folks you know in Mackinac. And thanks for your time today.
Thank you. And April, we hope to see you up on the island this summer as well.
Fingers crossed.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
When the Jesuit missionaries first came here, they brought with them tiny bushes of lilacs, which they since grown and spread throughout the island. In the month of June, the perfume of these lilacs fills the air with fragrance and inspires a spirit of romance, which is fittingly expressed in Leslie Kirk's song, entitled, When It's Lilac Time on Mackinac Island.
When it's lilac time on Mackinac Island, I'll dream of you, my dear. Under the moon in this sweet perfume, I'll see the love light in your tears. When it's lilac time on Mackinac Island, I'm coming back to you. And once again, darling, there'll be joy without end. So wake my love and be true.
On this romantic isle, at least, it seems that God's in his heaven and all's right with the world. And it is with this thought that we say farewell to Mackinac Island, pride of the Great Lakes.